Is there someone there? Hello? Hello? I don't mind if you watch me bathe in this stream. I do hope you enjoyed your show. There's no harm in that. But I must be going now. Oh. Oh, there you are. I see you've found where I left my dress. Could you toss it to me, please? I don't mind if it gets wet. Or I could rise out of the water and give you a better look at my body, since that's clearly your wishes. Perhaps you could give me my dress then, after your eyes have drunk their fill. Are you satisfied now? This is a much closer view than what you had before. Now, hand me my dress, please. Please. It is a nice gown. White. Feathers, yes, each feather took a long time to get where it needed to be on the dress. I would like to have it back very much, please. If you give it to me, I might be convinced to give you a small reward for its safekeeping and return. No, really, it's just a dress. There's nothing special about it, but it's my only dress. And I cannot leave without it. Swan maiden, me. Those are myths, just a fairy tale. Perhaps the swan inspired the look of my gown, my dress. But my clothing has no magical powers. It certainly wouldn't let me turn into a swan. But giving it back to me would make me extremely grateful. So grateful, in fact, that I would likely fall to my knees in my pretty white dress while I was kneeling in front of you. I might be moved to show my gratitude in another way as well. I take it you enjoyed my singing while I bathed. Well, I could show you what other talents these lips have. No, I would not just fly away. I keep telling you there's no such thing as a swan maiden. I would run or swim away from you right now if that dress did not have such a deep, sentimental meaning to me. It took many hours to make, but I can hardly fly. You've heard that story, that legend. You've listened at too many campfires. Do you think I will marry you just because you have my dress? Yes, the swan maiden married the man that stole her dress and bore him children. And then one day she found the dress and made her escape. And she abandoned her children and her husband to be free, to fly again with her sisters. Honestly, I must have my dress. I'd be an awful wife. I can't cook and I won't clean. I'd lie beneath you obediently every night, but my eyes would look past you at where the sky would be. I'm not the type to be tamed. Although you may hold me hostage for that dress. Assuming I really was a swan maiden. But clearly you are convinced I am. And you are not swayed by my words. Or my promise of what my mouth would do for you in exchange for giving me back my beautiful dress. Well, you would have me offer my virtue upon the shores of the stream. And if I sate your lusts today, would that be enough for you to give up this foolish delusion of yours and give me back my dress? And give me peace. Then, so be it. But I do have your word that you will return the dress when we are done. I can still swim away and you would never see me again. But I would never see my dress either. And it is very dear to me. Leave the dress upon the branch where I left it then. Just be very careful with it. You need to leave your clothes there too. We can meet between where we stand now, on the grassy part above the shoreline, where the soft moss I won't lay in the mud and dirt for you. In fact, I should be on top so that I can... I don't want to get grass upon my back. I've just bathed. Oh, you don't trust me? You can hold on to my wrists with those big, strong hands of yours before you even lie down. Even were I to get away from you, I doubt that I could get my dress and then be sure of getting away from you. I certainly couldn't put it on and fly away as a swan. If your silly superstition was ever true. You made up years ago to frighten children. Yes, grab my wrists like that. Now, lie down carefully. Don't pull me down on top of you. I can straddle your waist. That way, only my feet and knees will get dirty. At least, in a literal sense. It will take more than a bath in a stream such as this to make me feel clean again. Now, you'll need to let me have at least one hand free to guide you into me. I still won't be able to get away with you holding the other wrist. You can take hold of it once again, once you're in me. Oh, I don't really want to touch this thing. It's hard and brutish like you. Not at all like the caress of my dress against my skin. But having this thing inside me is that if it's the price I must pay, if I want my dress around me again, I hope my dress appreciates the sacrifice I'm making for it. I've impaled myself upon you. You rogue. Are you happy now? Now that we've started. Don't forget your promise. You'll return my dress and let me go. You have my cooperation and our copulation. I move beating up and down on your cock. This pleasure my body gives you is far better than you deserve. Holding my dress hostage. Even the sight of my body moving on top of yours, my breasts heaving and bouncing above you, is far better than what you should get. Oh. rests if you wish. You need to release my hands. Yes, but I promise I won't try to get away. I've already gone a lot too far to be concerned about stopping at this point. And just a few minutes from getting my dress back, so why would I risk anything now? Touch them. Caress them, enjoy them, and the rest of my body. While you can. Now, I rock my body gently over you. My hips are moving in a most unmaidenlike way. But I suppose I must satisfy you so that you cannot claim I was anything less than compliant. That means moving against you and on you, coaxing your manhood with my young body. Bringing both of us. Yes, both of us to that inevitable conclusion of lust. I know you've been satisfied now, at least physically, but are you satisfied that I kept up my part of the bargain, and will you keep yours? I'm getting off now. Yes, I will have my legs. Support me. There. You won't try to stop me, will you? Thank you. Yes, I am surprised. I didn't think you'd let me off this easily. I do want to clean myself off after you made me hot and sweaty and filled me up with your seed. Well, I think that would be pushing my luck. Not going back into the water. And now I'm holding my dress and I am very reluctant to let it go again for a while. So, my words never convinced you that I was a normal woman. I guess I got off better than most of my kind. To have my dress taken usually means a lifetime of servitude in marriage and motherhood. I'm thankful, I guess. You're not as bad as most men I've heard about. You're still brutish. Oaf. Yes. Putting your cock where it doesn't belong. But at least you kept your word. So, farewell. You'll never see me again after I put on this dress. Unless, if you happen to come back to this stream at dawn, I bathe here every day. And I'm not going to let you ruin that for me. I suppose it couldn't be helped if you stole my dress every day. And let me earn it back.